Peter's is trying to understand what's going wrong. Around him, in his field, he's a microscopic field, but it's always that, trying to get information, to know better. Yes.
This discourse is like the stars and the moon, but without the command of God, it makes no impression. The impression made by this star beyond locality strikes on ears that seek inspiration.
Aha! There are these people who are listening for that. So this sound will go in their ears because they are ready. How many times it has repeated it? You should be ready for it. Do not complain about this philosophy, that one, that one, that one, and I have billions of questions and all that. Put that all aside. Simple. First, give up the animal thinking system. Can you? That is the point. It doesn't happen just like this, but it could happen. Try not to be me. Understand really what's wrong with that. It's a lot of problem with that me. Because that me means me and my conflict with all other me's. Because everybody is like that. But humanity and culture and coming together. Let's talk about coming together, yes.
Saying, come from locality to the world without spatial relations, in order that the wolf may not tear you to pieces in checkmate. Since its pearl-scattered radiance is such, the sun of the present world may be described as its bat.
When I'm talking about that giver which is giving some bizarre stuff, I'm not talking about this normal little scale of giving. Because that's what it is. He will give that feeling to Ludwig von Beethoven. Think about it. That passion for the music. The guy is deaf. Like this, feeling the vibration of the table when they're playing music. We know the source is enormous. And a little bit of that is enough for everything. Don't think about more, bigger, better, and all nonsenses. This is it. If you're ready, one little flame will change you. Yes?
The seven blue spheres are inservative to it. The courier moon is fevered and wasted away by it. Venus lays her hand upon it to beseech. Jupiter comes forward to offer to it the ready money of his soul. Saturn is eager to kiss its hand, but he does not regard himself as without of that honor.
You remember, he saw the impression made by these stars, and he went towards the star. He's playing with these all the stars that they know in the time of Rumi. Everybody knows about it because this is the guide that they have for travel. So he brings in all these stars, the names, and each of them is doing what? Pay attention to that these stars are doing what? Yes.
On account of it, Mars has inflicted so many wounds on his hands and feet, and on account of it, Mercury has broken 100 pens. All these planets are at war with the astronomer, saying, O you who have let the spirit go and has preferred color, it is the spirit, and we are all color and designs. The star of every thought in it is the soul of the stars.
Means what? Are you listening? He counted all these stars and talked about it the way in his time they talk about these silly people who read the stars and we say tomorrow it will be like this, tomorrow it will be like that. He brought it all together and at the end said, these are all nonsenses, because what is, you are thinking about the star which is moving and all of that. I'm talking about the real meaning of being here, not the movement of that star and prediction and all that, those nonsenses. You know what? If this is clean, if you have a clear mind, then you are enlightened. All these blah, 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 blah conversations are for you who are sick. You need all these explanations. I'm talking about the real passion. These stars, they are not here to fit in my future. Stars are in the sky. My future is here with me. I have to think about it. Prediction doesn't work because the stars, they don't fix my life. I do it. I manage it. Yes?
It is the spirit, and we are all color and designs. The star of every thought in it is the soul of the stars. Where is thought? There all is pure light. This word thought is for your sake, O thinker. Every star has its house on high. Our star is not contained in any house. How should that which transcends place enter into space? How should there be a limit for the illimitable light? But they use a comparison and illustration in order that a loving, feeble-minded man may apprehend. It is not a simile, but it is a parable for the purpose of releasing the frozen intellect.
Okay, bring it all together. What was it? He said, listen, I'm talking about the light. There is no limited place for the light and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the spirituality. There is no simple explanation and examples, but what can we do? We have to bring in some example to show you the stuff that you cannot see. Remember, I make the image and the example to explain that stuff to you, right? Remember that, please, and listen carefully, because now here he will make that example. He will say, here he will not say you, he will say the one, that one, the fellow, but you could understand it's you. He will say, this is what the problem really is. This is it. Really.
The intellect is strong in the head, but weak in the legs, because it is sick of heart, though sound of body. Their intellect is deeply involved in the desert of this world. Never, never do they think of abandoning sensuality. In the hour of pretension, their breasts are like the orient sun. In the hour of pious devotion, their endurance is as the lightning. A learned man who shows self-conceit in his talents is faithless as the world at the time for keeping faith. At the time when he regards himself, he is not contained in the world. He has become lost in the gullet and belly like bread.
How was that? Did you say that this is something we cannot talk about, but we have to make an example for you to understand? Okay, look at the normal human being. Is what? This is very good in thinking, but very bad in doing and taking responsibility. When you talk about this universe, oh, they love it. When we say, okay, let's put aside some of these appetite of yours, ho ho ho, never ever, and so on and so on and so on. The animal attitude, he counted it all to say what? Yes. Yes.
All these qualities of theirs may become good. Evil does not remain when it turns to seeking good.
Again, please remember this always, the way he does it. He explained the problem, bomb, 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 and at the end he stops. Don't become the negative fellow as usual, logically, to say, oh, what a problem we are in. Is that we have all these problems, but we could change. We have all the shortcomings, but we could improve. This is the trick. Don't become negative. You have to understand the negative stuff. You have to see and feel your shortcoming, even have a pain, but not giving up. Because the hope is always there. Yes?
If egoism is foul smelling like semen, when it attains under the spirit, it gains light. Every mineral that sets its face towards the plant, life grows from the tree of its fortune. Every plant that turns its face towards the spirit drinks like hisser from the fountain of life. Once more, when the spirit sets its face towards the beloved, it lays down its baggage into the life without end.
It couldn't end it better. You see, counting all these shortcomings, problem of the animal in us, then having the hope perfectly fitted, you say that, oh, hold on a second, look at these plants, what do? They grow up, they bloom, they flower. This is what's happening. Everything is working for this improvement, and the hope is certainly there. Because I was talking about the last one is a little bit silly. Read the last verse, please, again.
Once more, when the spirit sets its face towards the beloved, it lays down its baggage into the life without end.
I believe this is a joke, this translation. That once more, the word is baz. Baz in Persian means once more, but baz is that bird, that special bird. Do you remember book 2 started with that? And it said, there is this thinking which is not serving me, is serving the king, that one. Here he will say, this birdie of the John will return to John on it, to beloved, then everything is lovely. That may